So again, Stephanie Simic, I'm the carnivore section manager for Bear, small game section manager. I'm here to discuss the proposed changes for Washington Administrative Code 220.415.100, which is outlining our cougar hunting seasons and regulations. Again, this is to clearly state the regs related to participating in our recreational cougar hunts, and Washington limits the bag limit to one animal per license year. Just as a quick review, based on what we talked about in March, we do have a season structure that has an early season, which begins September 1st and runs through December 31st, and our late season is January 1st through April 30th. We allow for any legal weapon for either season. We currently manage the populations on what we identified as 50 population management units or hunt areas across the state. Each management unit has a harvest guideline that corresponds to 12 to 16% of the cougar population, not including kittens. So we're trying to reach that point. Beginning January 1st, the department will begin closures on hunt areas that have met or exceeded those harvest guidelines. And at the present time, for the last few years, we've been closing about 20 population management units each year due to reaching the quota. And that, I should say, that doesn't begin, it starts at January 1st, but that's run from January 1st through as late as the end of February by the time we reach a quota. Again, the department conducted public meetings. We held our online survey. We also presented these changes at the March Commission meeting. Based on the comments received, we did make some adjustments to the original proposals, and we are sort of stepping back and reassessing what we really need to change this year so that we can make some adjustments over the next year. So at this point, we are proposing to only change the season dates to reflect 2018-2019 and the 2019-2020 seasons, and let the harvest guidelines remain as they are currently, as well as the PMU structures remain as they are currently. This will just align us with the correct season dates. I do have one additional clarification that was an oversight. On page 4, the GMUs 161, 172, 181, and 186. The harvest guideline reads 3 to 4. It looks like a strikeout. It should read 3. We do not intend to change any of the harvest guidelines or hunt areas. The department intends to just revert the language back to the original rule and remain status quo. Again, the reason we chose to do this is we feel we need to take a little more time to reassess our cougar management and our recreational seasons, and we intend to do that over the next year to reevaluate where we're seeing increases and declines and where we might need to adjust our quotas and our, excuse me, our harvest guidelines. And with that, I will take any questions. Back one? There you go. Yes.
And there again for 4 years in a row, because that's right where I live. And we invariably hit our quota by December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, Commissioner, that's one of the reasons we want to take the time to reassess it. We're going to be meeting this summer to begin looking at where we're meeting the quotas every year. And do those guidelines need to be reassessed to a higher number? And also, we're going to look at where we're not meeting quotas and how do we distribute those hunters, or can we distribute hunters?
We can mail them some mountain lions. If
Well, that might get costly.
Alive or dead? If you want them there alive, okay, that's a different deal.
This is on TVW.
I know. We got to keep it lighthearted, though. But no, and we're not the only area that's unique to
that. No, you're not. Mm-mm. No, that is true. We have several areas that I've noticed since taking this position that we've been meeting the quotas and exceeding the quotas or having to close those hunt areas because we've met them fairly early. And that's part of the reason we want to reassess and reevaluate what we're doing and how it's being utilized and how effective are we at managing those populations in certain areas.
I move to amend to WAC 220-415-100 as presented.
Second?
Second.
Commissioner Keeney, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.